Michael Libby in the Business News Hour is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, Moving Iowa Forward, iowaabi.org. And Iowa Softwater, softwater for you, your family, and your business starts with iasoftwater.com.
It's the end of yet another week, and Friday afternoons, our final interview of the week is always with Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Hey, Cheryl, happy Friday. The Friday girl's here. The Friday
Friday. Well, this is a very special Friday.
Okay. Is it our birthday?
Michael, you forgot.
Is it our anniversary?
It's our anniversary, yay! Michael.
I should have gotten you roses and champagne.
Yes. I mean, not only is it Valentine's Day weekend.
It is that.
It's our anniversary, and you forgot.
No, I didn't quite forget. I just needed a little nudge.
Okay.
Like most men.
Right.
Well, I wonder why we don't market Valentine's Day to women?
Mm.
See, it's always, most of the marketing pushes are to men.
Right.
Not women.
It's true. Well, because the women don't need the reminders, the men do.
I guess. Well,
that's right.
And you know that men spend almost twice as much than women do.
Is that right? That's a statistic?
National Retail Federation, yes.
Very nice. Well, hey,
that's why we're here. It's the Business News Hour.
If you need some ideas for how to spend that money, we've got them
you
for
got
you.
Them. All right, we've what's going them. On?
Coming up this weekend, we have lots of things. We have, it's called PB and Jazz.
Is this on Saturday?
This is on Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. At Noche. Our friends over at Noche are hosting PB and Jazz, a special concert for families and small children. There'll be a kids' brunch, music, and fun. Suggest a donation of $5 or $15 per family for peanut butter and jazz.
Why not?
Why not? That sounds like a fun thing to start off the weekend on your Saturday morning. And if you won't be going to that, there's the Blue Ribbon Bacon Brunch.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Really?
We're coming upon
the Blue Ribbon Festival.
Exactly. It's the week after this weekend.
So this is the brunch.
This is the kickoff.
To get you tuned up.
That's right. Yep. This one is at Bubba. So this one's downtown from 11 to 1. This is the Blue Ribbon Bacon Brunch, kickoff bacon week with this unique brunch. At Bubba on Saturday, bacon brunch. I'm sure they'll have all your, I think they said something about like biscuits and gravy with
bacon
and French toast bacon.
Bacon.
And all of your bacon needs
bacon.
Will be met this Saturday, getting you in the bacon mood for Bacon Fest the week after. Mm-hmm. Here's another interesting one for those of you maybe that don't eat so much bacon.
Yeah,
it's called Eat Your Heart Out. It's grilled cheese and tomato soup.
There you go. That's
there you
my
go.
Kind
a
of
a grilled cheese and tomato soup cook-off. This one's Saturday. So even if you do eat bacon and you go to the bacon brunch, you can still make it from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is at Lefty's Live Music on University Avenue.
So having
Des Moines.
A contest?
It is a contest. It's their second annual contest.
I will bet you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody puts bacon in the tomato soup.
You think? Is that a common theme in tomato soup?
Know.
I don't really love tomato soup, but I like grilled cheese.
Well, maybe they'll put bacon in the grilled cheese.
That would be pretty good, actually. It's the second annual grilled cheese and tomato soup cook-off. You can enter the contest. So if you have your amazing grilled cheese and tomato soup recipe you want to enter, there are cash prizes for the top three.
Yeah.
Or for $5, you can just come and sample the food.
And it's at Lefty's.
This is at Lefty's.
All right.
And that's on Saturday from 4 to 8. And that sounds like a good time to me. Let's see. Oh, here's another one.
Yeah?
The Naked Magicians are back in town.
Oh, come on. This is a family show.
I know. This one is not for the family,
okay.
though. This one is at the Temple Theater starting February 10th. It's only February 10th and February 11th. They had sold out shows last time. They were here a couple months back. Now they're back for another couple shows this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Have you ever been?
I did. I went to it last time.
They,
I did.
Are they really naked?
They are.
Sort of?
No, no,
okay.
No. They do the whole like hide it with a hat kind of thing or whatever object they have at the time.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
But I guess I shouldn't have given that away. The Naked Magicians.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, 18 plus only for the Naked Magician show. It is rated R at the Temple Theater. It is a funny show. It's a cute show if you want to go see it. But don't expect to see too much nakedness.
Okay. All right.
The Naked Magicians.
Now, is it all male performers?
All male, yes. Oh, okay. I think it's like a two-man show.
I got it.
Maybe three. Two or three-man show. Yeah. Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay, back to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
The Naked Magician. It's Valentine's Day.
Kind of a warm-up.
That's right. Okay, we have some Valentine's dinners for you. The Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden is hosting a Valentine's dinner. This one is February 10th and 11th. So, you know, if you can't get out on a Tuesday night, which might be hard to, they've got stuff all weekend long. The first one is the Greater Des Moines Botanical Gardens Valentine's dinner. It's $150 per couple. You can make reservations. Of course, they're going to be complimentary cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and a multi-course meal followed by dessert at the Botanical Garden.
There you go. Where it's warm.
Where it's warm, exactly. That's a good atmosphere for your Valentine's dinner. Oh, here's another one. If you're not celebrating Valentine's Day this weekend, the Winter Blues Fest 2017 is going on at the Des Moines Downtown Marriott.
The Blues Fest.
Yeah, on Grand Avenue. That's February 10th and 11th.
And if you don't have a Valentine to celebrate with, this is perfect.
That's
because
right.
It's the blues.
It is, exactly. So if you're not celebrating Valentine's Day, you're probably singing the blues.
And you can go here.
And you can go here to the Des Moines Marriott Downtown for their Winter Blues Fest 2017. There's going to be 600 blues acts under one roof. So that's a lot of blues. So go check it out.
That, 600?
16.
Oh.
16 blues acts.
Okay.
Not 1,600. 16 under one roof. Still a lot.
That's still a bunch.
Yes.
It's a lot of blues.
That's right. Let's see. What else do we have? Ooh, we have a winter dinner series with Chef Matt Howard. It's a surf and turf Valentine's dinner at the Culinary Loft. February 10th, starting at 6:30. Ooh, that menu sounds really good. Shrimp and pumpkin chowder and crab legs. There's another Valentine's dinner. Getting off Valentine's again. Girls in Science Festival this weekend at the Science Center.
Wow.
February 11th, that's Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Girls in Science Festival at the Science Center. Bring out your girls to celebrate science and do science-y things
good.
At the Science Center. The Iowa Wild is playing this weekend, Saturday, 7 to 10, versus Grand Rapids. So if you're into
the Grand
that
Rapids Griffins
thing.
Is what they are. And that's the farm club for the Detroit Red Wings, as a matter of fact.
Very nice.
There you go.
Very nice. I'm sure you'll be at the game.
Probably.
That's right. Here's an interesting one. This is called Mom's Hunt 2, Hunting 101 for Moms and Kids.
What?
At Bass Pro Shops.
Oh, so
in
we get to go back out to Bass Pro Shops.
That's right. From 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. On Saturday, February 11th, hunting for moms and kids. Who'd have thunk?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever wanted a mom or a kid, you can go hunt for them out at
right.
Bass Pro Shop. How fun.
That's right.
Hunting for moms and kids.
Huh.
I know some guys that probably could get into that.
I bet. But this one is for the moms and kids.
Oh, it's for the moms and
it's
kids.
It's for the moms
and kids.
You're
not hunting moms and kids.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
It takes me a little bit of time.
Oh, Valentine's Ball at Somerset Winery.
There you go. Wine.
Here's a fun one. Saturday, February 11th. 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., $65 per person, includes wine reception, dinner, bottle of wine, live music, and photo at Somerset Winery, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m.
The photo, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Full dinner, glasses, wine. I mean, that sounds like a fun Valentine's Day if I've heard of one. This one sounds interesting.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Tons of stuff. Valentine's Day dinner at the Cub Club. This one is actually on Valentine's Day. On Tuesday, a four-course menu. Doors open at 6. Dinner begins at 6:30. $50 per person for a table in the Cub Club restaurant with meat and cheese, bacon and avocado, Caesar salad, New York strip. This sounds
really?
Like a really fun menu.
See, the minute you said the Cubs Club,
yeah.
I was immediately thinking baseball food.
Right.
Like four-course dinner would be hot dogs, a tenderloin.
Right.
You know,
peanuts.
Yeah, Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, no, they go all out here. And, so if you need a special place, that might be a
Cubs
fun atmosphere for your
Valentine's Day
dinner. Ooh.
Well, you know, the Cubs won the World Series, so this would be a perfect place to go.
That's right. Yeah. Or you could take the Valentine's Day dinner train at the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad. Yes, this one is 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Valentine's Day. Dinner includes a whole menu of spinach and artichoke dip, salad, prime rib, pork chops.
That would be very fun.
On the dinner train. Yeah. Take a nice scenic ride on the train with your love, eating on a train.
Yeah, that'd be kind of romantic.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice, I like that.
Yeah. Let's see, the Iowa Beef Expo is also coming up this week, February 12th through 19th, so yeah.
Have you ever been?
I have not.
Oh, you should go sometime.
You've been?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's a fabulous time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw beef, and I like beef, so I thought that I would be interested in this one. This one's the 12th through the 19th. Go to iowabeefexpo.com to find out all the daily schedule of events, and if you want to go get your beef on, there you go.
Yeah, usually opening night of the Beef Expo, it's just a big time.
Yeah.
They used to, I don't know, I haven't been in some time, but they used to roll a keg in, you know, and having beef burgers, and yeah, it was just a great
fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Fun. I will get to that.
All right.
One more for you.
One more.
This one's on Valentine's Day. But if you're not into lovey-dovey Valentine's Day, you can go to the Des Moines Social Club for their Hearts Against Humanity event. Yes. If you think sappy cards, expensive roses, and candlelit dinners are lame, this is the Valentine's Day party for you. Join other horrible singles as we unite with the Des Moines Social Club for the Valentine's Day the Valentine's Day party affair. You're going to play Cards Against Humanity. You're going to have a tournament, appetizers and desserts, depressing comedy from local comedians,
all right,
and meaningless door prizes. Doors open at 7. The game starts at 8. If you are
Anti-Valentine's Day, it is the one social
right.
club.
That's right.
Kind of like Festivus for the rest of us.
That's right.
it's that kind of a deal. All right, Cheryl Tessier, what a long list
mm-hmm.
of great things
Lots
to do.
Of stuff.
All weekend long into Valentine's Day. Don't forget, like I did, don't forget your anniversary.
Yeah, don't forget. Happy anniversary, Michael.
Happy anniversary to you. All right. We've got to scoot because it is almost 6 o'clock, and Tyler Hackenmiller says we got to go because we got to make room for the news and other stuff coming your way on the radio stations. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Cheryl Tessier, of course, from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines, as well as Tyler Hackenmiller, who is our producer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayer. And, of course, the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, thanks so very much for hanging out with us this afternoon. We will be back, God willing, at 5:05 on Monday. Until then, enjoy your weekend. For all of us, my name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.